Rooted is all about the people and the places that make us proud to call our community home. Lori Byrne's life has been a remarkable journey from corporate hallways to the open fields of Corbeil, where she now operates Horsability, an equine therapy service that helps people manage trauma and emotional challenges. Located just off Highway 17 across from Drenny Lake, Horsability is the realization of a lifelong dream. "I've loved horses since I knew what a horse was," she says. "So it was an easy transition. I'm literally living my dream right now. Even when I'm mucking out and sweeping up, I'm so lucky to be living my best life." Burns was a recent guest on the To North Bay with Love podcast, hosted by Lisa Boyven. The decision to leave her corporate job as a facility planner in construction project management wasn't one Burns took lightly. However, a chance conversation with a friend opened her eyes to the world of equine-assisted learning, EAL, a concept she hadn't previously known about. "A friend of mine mentioned equine-assisted learning as a career, and I didn't even know it was a thing," she recalls. That conversation changed the course of her life, leading her to train in equine-assisted therapy and eventually build her operation from the ground up. See, training others to share the healing powers of horses. And, you've heard of therapy dogs? Check out what therapy horses are doing in East Ferris. Burns says she received her certification from Patrick Buffalo, who hosts his own workshops called Pat's Healing with Horses, for Nipissing First Nation. Burns says, "I was so impressed with Pat's unique model of equine-assisted therapy that I asked him to teach me. I became certified in Pat's very first certification course that I hosted at Horsability in January and February of 2024. Pat's has an incredible approach to equine-assisted therapy, energy and healing." Burns' support system has been vital through this transition. She credits her partner John, friends, and volunteers for helping her make the leap from corporate life to equine therapy. "Everybody was very supportive because they knew how much I loved horses, and John is just so supportive. He works shift work, but when he's off, he's right here helping me. I'm very fortunate," she says. Equine-assisted learning, at its core, involves working with horses to help individuals develop essential life skills. The unique program is activity-based, consisting of 12 lessons, with each session designed to build on the skills learned in previous ones. Participants start by learning to be comfortable around horses, leading them, and gradually develop deeper connections. "The first session is usually just circuit training," Burns explains. "That means getting people used to being around a horse, leading a horse, and just connecting with that horse. Every lesson builds on the previous one, reinforcing those skills." In addition to EAL, Burns holds certifications that allow her to work alongside mental health professionals. She earned her EAL Facilitator certification at the Cartier Equine Assisted Learning Center in Saskatchewan and later pursued further training with the Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association, EGALA. Her commitment to the field is evident in her ongoing pursuit of knowledge and excellence. Her horses play a central role in the program, each bringing their unique personalities and skills to the sessions. Burns has had Eva, her first horse, for 15 years. "She's 18 now and has been an incredible teacher for me. Some of my horses, like Eva, have forever homes with me. They're all good teachers in their own way," she says fondly. She also talks about Greeny, who leads the herd with a calm and gentle presence, acting as a mediator when there's any disharmony between the horses. Burns says all of their horses have forever homes at Horsability. She says, "We are lucky to be in a position to care for our equine companions throughout their lifetime." Burns also emphasizes that choosing the right horses for therapy work is essential. They need to really enjoy being around people and be gentle. Some horses are better suited for one-on-one work, while others are companions in different ways, she notes. What sets Horsability apart is not just its proximity to North Bay but also Burns' unique approach to therapy. While there are a few other equine therapy services in the surrounding area, each operates with different focuses and methods, allowing them to refer clients to one another as needed. "I think everyone in this work is professional and wonderful to work with. We offer different things, which is great because it means more people can get help, Burns explains. Equine therapy has proven to benefit a wide range of individuals, from corporate teams working on leadership and communication skills to disadvantaged youth and people with PTSD. Burns is especially excited about the partnerships she's built, including collaborations with the North Bay Regional Health Center, where she has worked with residents in the mental health ward of the hospital. She adds she also has collaborations and clients that come from many organizations around the community, including Nipissing University, the North Bay Indigenous Friendship Center, Nipissing First Nation, through Patrick Buffalo, Amelia Rising Sexual Assault Center of Nipissing, CMHA, and more. Burns recently completed a successful pilot program for survivors of sexual misconduct, an 8-week project that demonstrated measurable improvements in participants' well-being. It was very successful, she says. Now we're looking at hopefully getting a larger grant for a bigger project. Burns says there's a deep, scientific reason why humans connect so well with horses. The horse's electromagnetic field is 5 times stronger than ours, she says, referring to studies by the Harmath Institute. A horse doesn't think about the past or the future, they're just in the present. When you're working with a horse, you're fully present too, and that can be incredibly healing. For Burns, the most rewarding part of her work is seeing the transformations in her clients. I think it's when I see people change within half an hour of being here, she says, reflecting on how individuals who might be scared of horses or struggling with mental health challenges quickly gain confidence. It's more than just developing activities, it's about helping people form a relationship with a horse and seeing how that connection can make a difference in their lives. That's the biggest reward for me. From a corporate career to barn life, Lori Burns' journey exemplifies how passion and purpose can merge to create something truly life-changing, for both her and the people she serves. Burns encourages people to reach out to her via her website, https://horseability.ca/, as well as on all the major social media platforms. If you have an idea for the Rooted series, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.